Current law says employers whose health insurance includes prescriptions must also cover contraceptives. There is a narrow exception for religious employers. This legislation would expand that to any employer who files an objection. Workers who need contraceptives for other reasons could still get them, but only by providing information about the underlying medical condition and only by showing that they are not also using the drugs to keep from getting pregnant. The change being crafted by supporters would spell out clearly this information goes not to the employer, but to the company's insurance carrier. But Angela Abraham of the American Civil Liberties Union said that's still unacceptable.
You're using the religious argument to enshrine into statute that women have to reveal private medical information to insurance companies who are still strangers, not just about private medical conditions from which they might be suffering, but also that they don't use contraception for family planning purposes.
And she said the measure, in requiring evidence that there's no intent to block pregnancy, forces women to prove a negative. But Kathy Herrod of the Center for Arizona Policy said the legislation is justified.
Why should government force an employer to violate their religious beliefs by providing any medication to employees? This bill is totally and solely about religious liberty.
Abraham pointed out that churches already are exempt from the 2002 law on contraceptive coverage.
But if you're setting up a Starbucks franchise or a Taco Bell or something like that, you've chosen to enter the public sphere in a way that religious employers don't, and you have to play by public rules. And our rules say, and they have for the last 10 years, that you have to provide coverage for contraception.
But Herrod said the escape clause for religious employers is far too narrow.
The exception is only for employers who primarily hire or primarily serve people of the same faith. Very few faith-based institutions only serve people of the same faith.
Herrod said that definition leaves out things like Catholic hospitals and social service organizations, which are clearly run as religious missions. She said they're entitled to decide not to use their funds to provide contraceptive coverage for their workers, even if those employees are not Catholic. Abraham disagreed.
Those are still employers that have chosen to employ people from all walks of life, including all religious backgrounds.
There is indication that some Republicans may just as soon see the politically divisive issue disappear. On Friday, Governor Jan Brewer said she had not yet studied the legislation. But the governor said she, quote, would probably agree with the majority of people that they would be a little bit uncomfortable for a woman to have to go to her employer and tell him or her their private health issues. That theme was echoed Sunday when Senator John McCain was asked about the legislation on Meet the Press. He predicted Brewer would veto the bill, assuming it reaches her desk. He also said, in response to a question of whether his party has a war on women, that appears to be at least the perception.
We need to get off of that issue, in my view. I think we ought to respect the right of women to make choices in their lives and make that clear and get back on to what the American people really care about, jobs and the economy.
But Representative Debbie Lesko, who's carrying the measure, said there's a simple explanation for the comments by the governor and the senator.
They don't understand the bill. And so I think they were just probably commenting on what they had heard about the bill.
And Lesko said that includes the misperception that women would be telling their employers about their medical conditions, which is why the legislation will be fixed to clarify that the information goes only to the insurer. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.